King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine. Dramatized for radio in 4 episodes by Nick Fisher. Episode 2, Sledging the District. London, 1989. While the new arrivals, Tom and Alice, are settling into Jarvis's home, the school, Tina's mother is encountering some trouble on the tube.
Shall I tell you what happened? Shall I?
What do you want with me? Please, take that paw off my leg. Let me go.
There was once a plan for gaslit subway streets in central London through which horse-drawn traffic could pass. This was rejected on the grounds that such sinister tunnels would become lurking places for thieves and other ne'er-do-wells.
Please, I've done nothing to you.
That's true enough, but the reason why Bruin the Bear is behaving as he is surely obvious. He has to. It's simply the bear necessities. The bear necessities, eh, Bruin? But it's time for us to be getting along. He really is quite gentle, you know, madam. Doesn't bear comparison with the real thing. Bear comparison.
Shall I tell you what's going to happen tonight? Your birthday's going to wind up the same as always be, with Mum kissing that new bloke of hers. Do you think she'll ever go back to Daddy? Daddy, are you still wearing nappies?
To Brian, I mean.
Will she?
I hope not.
Why?
Because there are things I like about living here.
Cecilia, there you are at last. I was just beginning. Cecilia, are you all right?
I'm so pleased to see you, Daphne. I've just had the most terrible time.
Sit down, dear. Here, have some water. Now, tell me exactly what happened.
A man and a bear got on the tube with me.
A bear?
Oh, not a real one, of course. Though I did think for a moment or two. It was a man in a bear costume being led on a collar and chain by another man.
What did they do?
Made silly jokes and kept taunting me. The worst thing was the bear kept pulling my legs.
Bessie, did you tell the authorities?
Oh, what could they do? They'd say it was just a prank or something. Besides, I wanted to be with you, not with transport police.
Oh, how horrible for you.
But just to see your sweet, dear face in front of me helped so much.
If you and Daphne had been young today, you'd have realized you were in love with each other and just lived together.
Are you sure you're all right? You look awfully flushed.
I was just thinking. Let's have a look at the menu.
Here. Did you hear about the bomb, by the way?
I knew it was a bomb. I said to Tina. Where was it?
Bayswater. 2 dead, 5 injured. No one's claimed responsibility.
How terrible.
Isn't it? So, you saw Tina. How are the grandchildren?
Today's B and Vida's birthday, so Tina's baked a cake, and this evening they're going to have a little party at the school.
Oh.
I'm sure Jasper and B and Vida will have a lovely time.
Would you like to dance, Alice?
Thanks, Jarvis, but not at the moment. I like just listening to Tom.
Oh, right, of course. We've got enough candles on the go. I've got plenty more.
We're attracting enough mosquitoes as it is.
Okay, right. More wine, anyone?
Yes, please. Jarvis, who's that with Tina?
He works as an off-license. She picked him up yesterday afternoon. Typical Tina. Are you Chardonnay or Sauvignon?
Chardonnay. Where's Jasper and Bienvida got to?
Oh, they're around here somewhere. Nothing to worry about there.
Jess, I just put my hand in something horrible. Shall I tell you what it was?
What?
A dead person's stomach like they'd been cut open and I put my hand among the insides.
Dead person's guts? It's cat food.
It feels like a dead person's inside. Smells like it too.
Give it a rest, Bee. Now look, there's holes in the floor and ceiling, so a rope could go all the way down to the cloakroom, and they could ring the bell. But they never did. As a birthday treat, shall I tell you why? Shall I tell you why no one ever uses the cloakroom?
Is it nasty?
It's not nice.
Tell me anyway, I quite like being frightened.
I heard Tina telling Tom that an old man who wasn't our grandfather, but something like that, killed himself. He hung himself from the bell rope. In those days, he came all the way down through the house and into the cloakroom, where this bloke hung himself.
Sorry, I'm rather drunk.
It doesn't matter. I've got another glass.
You're very handsome, Tom. Especially in the candlelight.
Oh, not as handsome as you're pretty. When we're busking, it's you that everyone looks at. It's you that brings the crowds, Alice.
But you are handsome. Like a hero in a western. Right, then.
Why can't you stay a little longer for once?
Who said anything about going?
But why...
Oh, it's hot. So I think I'd better take something off. Should I start with... this? And these are much too hot. I feel so constrained, so restricted, so... Shall I? Shall I take it off? Is that what you like? There. And finally, they're so flimsy, so silly. I could take them off too. Shall I, Tom? Is that what you'd really like? You can only do this because you're drunk. You'll make love now, but you won't even remember tomorrow. You'll know you did it. You'll feel the dampness and know, but you won't remember.
From the moment I first saw you, I knew we were made for each other. You can help me so much, Alice. You can save me.
Tom, I can't even save myself.
It may be easier to save someone else, though.
You know exactly how it'll be. You'll make love like he plays the flute. Precise and controlled. As if he'd studied it like... he'd studied Bach's innovations.
You're so beautiful.
And you're sweet and handsome. And I love your music, your knowledge of it. The way we can talk about Wagner. To have such a passion in common. I've never known that before.
Nor have I. You're the one, Alice. The only one.
You offer me so much. Yet it will never, ever be enough. Kiss me. Kiss me all over.
So it's safe to chuck it about. I take it that's a positive growl, Ivan. I mean, I'd hate to make a mistake with this stuff. Semtex is pretty stable. You could throw a fagend in there with no problem. It needs percussion to go up.
Well, you keep teaching, I'll keep learning. Now, how's your footwork? I think perhaps you should be a dancing bear for a bit, right?
I'm going to have a cigarette.
In here?
Why not?
Because some busybody will tell you to put it out.
But it'll already be out, Damon.
What are you talking about?
It'll be alight, but it'll be out.
Dean... Jazz has finally gone mental.
It'll be outside the carriage. Watch. Now, as the door's shut, hold it in place so they're closed on it and... Hey, presto! Don't even need to hold it. I can puff on that and no one will notice because the smoke's outside.
Nice one, Jazz!
Among things left behind on the underground have been pheasants... several turkeys, a suitcase full of Masonic regalia, and £1,500 in cash. While that's left in the trains, what clutters the tunnels is cleaned at night by the fluffers, who collect all the human hair that is shed, imperceptibly, invisibly, by the millions who use the system.
We've never made this much before.
An all-time record, I'd say.
It's you, Alice. You're our beautiful lucky charm.
Please, not in public, Tom.
I think it's time I counted the takings.
Still only pennies, Tom.
Nonsense, there's pounds there.
But nothing like what we really need.
For what?
Our educations.
What are you talking about?
You said I'd save you? Well, I intend to, by making sure we get on. You're going to get your degree, and I'm going to find a really good teacher to get my violin progressing properly. We don't make nearly enough here to pay for things like that.
It'll get better. I've got lots of plans.
We need real money, Tom. That means real jobs. I've got to achieve what I set out to do. I've sacrificed too much not to get there.
We're rich. £7.63.
The Metropolitan and District lines still operated steam trains in 1895, the date of Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes tale, The Bruce Partington Plans. It would, of course, no longer be possible to do as Oberstein and Colonel Walter did and place a dead man on top of a train from a window in West London. Buildings are close to the line at Gloucester Road today, but not close enough to reach the roof of a passing train.
Sledging?
Yes, sledging. Right on the roof, Jazz.
How'd you get up there, Dean?
Easy. Go out one of the end doors, don't go through to Nick's carriage, but climb up.
And what's it like on the roof?
Smooth. And it curves to the edges, so you have to spread out like a starfish.
Neat. Where have you done it, Dean?
On the Metropolitan, from Latimer Road towards Hammersmith. No tunnels, no low bridges.
Really?
Would you ever do it on one of the underground bits?
Would you?
Maybe. The tunnels are pretty big on some sections. Be scary in the dark. But you'd have about 18 inches or so, wouldn't you?
We could try the district. Come from West Kent. But you'd have to keep over to one side coming into Gloucester Road. Why?
Because you'd have that pea brain of yours scrambled by the tunnel arch if you're in the middle, you dog.
Illustrations from Sherlock Holmes' stories decorate the platforms at Baker Street, but the Bruce Partington plans of that body on the roof isn't among them. Can this be because London Transport's afraid it might give passengers ideas?
Are you serious about getting tuition?
Of course. I know of a good teacher. The problem's the expense.
I'll give you the money. What I have is yours, Alice.
That's very kind, but really I have to get a job.
What, you mean a bit of teaching in the evenings?
No, a real job. A secretarial job.
You're not serious.
I could do it. I used to work for my father in the holidays and I got pretty good on the computer.
Yes, but why?
I need the money for the lessons. You couldn't carry on paying for them even if I let you start. I could earn loads. And it would only be for a year or so.
But we make money already and enjoy it. We're playing real music and getting a real audience. And we've made £21 today.
£7 each for a day's work. Tom, I haven't quite told you everything. I've actually applied for a job. I've got an interview coming up.
You've what?
I have to do this.
This is ridiculous. Absolutely bloody ridiculous.
Calm down, Tom. People are looking.
I will not calm down. Job? Secretary? We should stick with what we've got. I love it, and I love you. And nothing else matters. Love and music. It's all we need.
Will you have some more cake, dear?
Yes, please. It's delicious.
Delicious? What a grown-up word for you to use. Tell me, Jasper does go to school, doesn't he? He doesn't play truant.
Jasper? No, he's always there.
Education is terribly important, you see. There you are.
Thank you. Can I have some Sparklies, too?
Of course you can.
I'll only have the orange ones.
Why is that?
They're nicest. They've got milk chocolate inside and taste of orange. All the other colours have plain chocolate and taste just the same. Why is that?
I've no idea.
Perhaps they'll teach us why at school.
Well, perhaps. But you're sure about Jasper?
Oh, yes.
I'm really sure.
No low bridges?
Nope.
No tunnels?
Not this far out.
Right. I fancy it.
You're going to sledge?
Yeah.
Good for you, Jess. Quick, up on the roof before we pull out again. See you at next station. Now.
It's more curved than I expected, and it's really smooth. No ridges or nothing. How can you hang on when it starts moving? Go back down. You've got time. What, Little Chicken by Dean? No way. There are little bits to hang on to at the top of the double doors. Not much, but something. Right. Lie flat and get your fingers... Ah! Hang on. Hang on, you'll be all right. Quick. Quick, that's it. You're going to be all right. You can do it. Quick. Quick. Yeah. You've got it. Yeah. You see why they call it sledging now? Just like a toboggan, only better. This beats bunking off school or nicking stuff from the shops. This beats anything.
What time did he say?
9 o'clock.
Oh. Oh, then he's only 10 minutes late.
Well, I hope he shows up. Oh, it'd be so brilliant, Tina. A trip to the metro systems of the Soviet Union.
Rather you than me, poking about behind the Iron Curtain.
Oh, I'm not bothered about that. He's from Intourist, so the whole thing will be official. They won't think I'm a spy or anything.
Excuse me, Tina.
Yeah? What? Daniel, my God!
It's been, what, 8 years or so?
More like 10. Oh, sorry, Jarvis. This is an old friend of mine. Daniel, this is Jarvis. I rent some rooms in his house.
Hi. Oh, pleased to meet you.
Are you with anyone?
Not a soul. I'm footloose and fancy free.
Oh, wonderful. Join us.
I'm not interrupting.
Oh, Jarvis is waiting for a friend.
Oh, you remind me of someone, Daniel. I think it's the eyes.
Hello, Jarvis.
Oh, there you are at last.
Your London tube is not so punctual as ours in Moscow.
Oh, lack of investment. Do have a seat. I'll get you a drink. What would you like? Vodka?
Not the kind they sell here.
Oh. A lager, please. You'll excuse us if we talk business.
Go ahead. Daniel and I can get into a huddle of our own.
Good. Pint of lager, please.
It's so nice to see you. Denmark Hill, wasn't it?
That's right.
Didn't the bed creak terribly?
You haven't changed a bit. Those timeless bedroom eyes.
Flattery, Daniel, will get you everywhere. Fancy coming to see my new abode later? The bed there hardly creaks at all.
One lager. Cheers.
Nostrovia. I have good news. The trip will be possible. And I hope we will include a visit to the earthquake-resistant metro in Tashkent.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, that'd be just brilliant.
The Metro Systems of the World, an overview of the underground by Jarvis Stringer. Preface. King Solomon's carpet was a magic carpet fashioned of green silk. It was large enough for everyone to stand on. When ready, Solomon would tell the carpet where he wanted to go, and it would rise in the air and land everyone at the spot they desired. The tube systems of the world are no more and no less than our modern equivalent of King Solomon's carpet.
I did cross the road to Kensington High Street yesterday.
Yeah?
It's dead dark and it worked. You're into the next station. Magic. I fancy doing Kensington High Street and then onto Bayswater.
More than one station?
You've done more than one, ain't you?
Yeah, but I don't know anyone else who has.
Good for you, Jazz. You've got bottom.
How about you, Damon?
I'm thinking about it.
Do you mean you're still chicken?
Here we go, Jazz. I speak Ken. Up you get.
Good luck.
He don't need luck. Skill and bottle. That's what it takes, Damon. Not chicken and luck.
Skill. Starfish position.
Hook fingers into double doorage. Press down onto car roof. Now it's a question of bottle. Looks like 3 foot to spare into the tunnel. No problem. Starting right. Dead dark. That's what Dean said. Dead. What if there's anything sticking down from the tunnel roof? Stone or iron spikes? You'll be dead. This is scary. This ain't like in the open air. This is a nice straight bit. Not so hard keeping a grip. Speck of light ahead. Yeah. Not far now. Not in Hill Gate. Right. Now for the second bit. Two stations! Dean said he didn't know anyone else but him who'd done more than one. Just me and Dean, it'll be. Here we go. Sledge in the district. Not a brick arch this time. A steel one. But it's not curved. It's not an arch at all. What? What's that chunk of metal? It's almost scraping the top of the cars. Waiting to take my head off. It's coming faster and faster. No!
In 1947, a man was killed when his arm was trapped in the doors of a train at Lancaster Gate after he tried to force them open. He was dragged to the tunnel portal and died on impact.
Well caught. Ever thought of taking up cricket, Bruin?
Cricket balls are a lot smaller than this.
Let me go!
You should be thanking Bruin for catching me.
Okay, thanks. Now, can I go?
No. I want a little talk with you.
You're hurting!
I'm not going to tell you off, if that's what you're scared of.
I ain't scared. I just don't want the police coming.
Neither do I. I think you'd have made it, you know. It just looked too low.
You weren't up there. How would you know?
Fair enough. Come on. I'll buy you a pizza.
Tom, we're supposed to be saving.
We can afford the odd bottle.
Well, I suppose that's true in a way. Because I got the job.
He did what?
You are looking at the personal secretary to James Christensen of Angle, Scherer and Christensen Solicitors in Holborn. Aren't you pleased?
I never thought you'd pursue that.
We need the money. You helped me by paying for my first lesson. Now I want to return the favour.
Return the favour? What? What do you... I don't want your bloody gratitude.
I'm sorry, I simply meant we sort of agreed to share things and do things together.
Oh, I see. So that's what you call sneaking off to get this job, doing things together? Sharing things means the two of us making music, Alice. Doing what we've done since the day we found each other. Do you remember that? Do you?
Tom! Tom, calm down!
It was in Holborn Station. I'll never forget the moment I first saw you. But you, you'll just stroll through that corridor on your way to this job of yours and it won't even cross your bloody mind, will it? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, please forgive me. It's just, I love you so. I want to do everything for you. But I feel so impotent. Please, hold me. Love me.
My name is Axel. Axel Jonas, and you're...
Jasper!
Right, Jasper. The house special with extra cheese plus a large Coke. Why are you staring at Ivan?
Because he thinks I'm so ugly.
Why does he dress like a bear?
For his amusement. And mine. Have you done a lot of riding on top of trains, Jasper?
A bit.
There's old stations down there that aren't used anymore, aren't there?
Ghost stations, yeah. There's some between Baker Street and Finchley Road, on the Metropolitan.
Is there any way you could get off the roof onto these ghost stations? And is there any way out?
Why do you want to know?
He asked you a question. Could you get onto one of these stations? And then could you get out?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Jarvis could tell you.
Who's Jarvis?
Just a man. Can I go?
Who is Jarvis?
I haven't got any money to get home with.
Walk.
To West Hampstead?
So that's where you live? Does this Jarvis live there? Does he live with you?
He might.
He's your mother's boyfriend.
No, he's not.
Why would he know about ghost stations?
He knows everything about the tube. He writes about it.
I'd like to talk to Jarvis. Where is he in West Hampstead?
You never told.
No, I legged it. Then I took the long route back here so they wouldn't be able to follow me, even if they tried.
They sound nasty, Jazz.
Ivan the Bear was dead ugly, like the Phantom of the Opera must be under that mask. And I think Axel might have been a vampire, like Dracula.
What? He sticks his teeth in people's necks and eats the blood?
Yeah, except you don't eat blood, you suck it and drink it.
Oh, I've got a drink for you from school. I thought you'd like it because someone said it had cocaine in it.
What? Lucas, eh? That's caffeine, not cocaine.
Oh. Hello.
Good evening. Is Tina in?
Axel the vampire. Asking for mum? But how did he know?
In episode 2 of King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine, dramatized for radio by Nick Fisher, Alice was played by Kate Fenwick, Axel by Mark Strong, and Tom by Jonathan Cullen. Jarvis was Kim Wall, Cecilia Ann Beach, and Daphne Linda Polan. Jasper was played by Stuart Morris, Bienvenida Verity Waite, Dean Martin Kelly, and Damon James Bell. Tina was Alice Arnold, Peter Christopher Scott, and Daniel Alex Lowe. Ivan and the Russian were played by Christopher Pavlo. The musicians were Polly Hewitt, Roland Robert, and Christine Messiter. King Solomon's Carpet was directed by Marion Nancarrow.